It's mar. Leilech mano l'chayni shani chayav lai. Mar brings a case which I guess is a very typical case. One person tells somebody else, I'm a leiva to plaini, and I'd like you to do me a favor, bring him money. This money I have in my hands, bring it to him. Leilech mano l'chayni shani chayav lai. Amar Rav, Chayiv Bachri Yusai, Vimba Lachzar Eine Chayzer. The one who gave the money, with the Laiva, he can't change his mind. And he's Chayiv Bachri Yusai, and he's Chayiv in the Achrayis. And the one who gave it is chayav in the achrayis. Okay, so it's very shchiyah. Somebody's going to Eretz Yisrael. Somebody gives him money to take along. So he tells him, you know, I gave you the envelope to take along. Give it back to me. So would you give it back to him? Huh? Wouldn't give it back to him? See, most people give it back, huh? Someone gave you an envelope to take along to Eretz Yisrael. Someone tells you, hey, you're going to Eretz Yisrael, do me a favor. Did I owe someone money, or even a matonah? Let's rush your faces. He gives you an envelope, and he says, you know, the envelope I gave you yesterday, return it to me. So the Gemara says that in Balazar ain't a chazi, don't give it back. But the Mishalayach is chayim b'achri Yisrael. Okay, so that's a contradiction. That's going to be a major. That's the major words in this sugya. Is this problem, which we can get back to. That's a contradiction. How can you tell me that the one who's giving it is chayav b'achri Yusai, and yet if he wants the envelope back, you don't have to give it to him back? Interesting. Is that true? If you're going to take Yisrael, someone gives you an envelope, you don't give it back to him. Is that halacha l'maisa? You're just to give it back to him. By matana. What about by matana? Yeah. So by chayv, how many Americans owe a chayv to Israelis? The other one. So okay. But it's a chayv, so you're not supposed to give it back. And you chayv b'achri Yusai. But take a good look in Shulchan Aruch and see if it's tucked that way. If he's not allowed to give it back, then we have to see. Okay. In the meantime, Rav said this nekuda. Chayav b'achri Yusai in Bal Lazar Ein Chayzer. Shmuel Amar, V'tayeh Shechayav b'achri Yusai in Bal Lazar Chayzer. Shmuel says, V'tayeh Shechayav b'achri Yusai in Bal Lazar Chayzer. The Gemara is going to call this a migu in a minute. It's not a migu like every place in Shas a migu. I could have said this, believe me with that. No, it's a svara. The word migu, the word v'tayeh is a svara. It's a svara. That's the way I understand that if you chayav b'achri Yusai, you can't have it both ways. You can't be mechayiv me and achrayis and tell me that I can't be chayzer anymore. If it's mine, I'm chayiv achri Yusai, then I'm bala as a chayzer. Then I should be able to have charat. So what is the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel? Leima v'hakim yiflugi. The mar savar haylokesi. Dami. And then in bala azar and mechayzer, that'll be Rav. Umar savar haylok lavkesi dami. And one of them says, Ha'ilach Lav Kishri, meaning Shmuel. Shmuel holds Ha'ilach Lav Kishri. So Tesis right away asked the Kasha, what kind of Havamim is this? Shmuel holds Ha'ilach Lav Kishri. If Ha'ilach is not Kishri, then why did Shmuel say the words, Mitay Shechayah Brech Yusa, in Bala Azach Chayzer? If he holds the Ha'ilach Lav Kishri, then Ha'ilach Lav Kishri, there's nothing more to talk about. That's the whole story. There's nothing to do with Mitay. So Mitzvah will get back maybe to the Kasha. But in the meantime, the Gemara answers no. The Kuli Alma Hil Kishida. Baha Ba'akim Eflagi. Marsav Alay Amrin Amigo, Marsav Amrin Amigo. So right away, who's more Pashit? If the Shaila is whether you say this Migu or this Matayich, so which sheet is more Pashit and which sheet needs explanation? Mitzvah Rav Shmuel? Shmuel is certainly more Pashit. Shmuel is consistent. Shmuel says that Yechai Bachrayis, then you could be Chayzer. And Rav is the Shita, which is a very big Chiddush, needs a Hezber. And we pass on like Rav, so obviously when we understand Rav's Chiddush, we'll have a Chiddush Lamais. So First, the Gemara brings a raya to Rav. Tayek of Asi to Rav. Ha'elach mana l'plaini shanichayev loy. Or ten mana l'plaini shanichayev loy. Ha'elach mana l'plaini pekadin sheyesh li biyadai. Loy biyadi. Or ten mana l'plaini pekadin sheyesh loy biyadi. Any of these four things. Chayev b'achriyusai. But in Balazar ain't a chazim. So it's b'cherish a b'raisa like Shmuel, except that the b'raisa is pekadin. But they are pekadin, lehma loy. And with tzayinai shevik tzayinai b'yarachem. Should be able to say, you know, the person who gave it to me wouldn't want you to have it, so I made a mistake by giving it to you. There could be cases where it's an ansadi that the mafkid doesn't mind if the shliach has it. For example, when the original shomer is a chuzak kafra, so this person is better. So in such a case, there'll be an umdana, and then there's no problem. So we have a ferish of brisa like Rav, and that is the. Pashtus the Maskonis HaGemara. So there are two discussions in this sugya. Each is a rush. One is a rush here, one is a rush elsewhere in the parak. First, the rush that's on the sugya goes on Shmuel. The other rush goes on Rav. The rush that's on the sugya goes on Shmuel. The rush introduces a totally different concept. There's a concept of Hatayfis l'bachayv. We had this Hatayfis l'bachayv. V'mokin shaloi chav la'achrini. The tefisa is good. Let's say I have a friend, and Reuven owes my friend money, and he's not paying. And I have the ability to grab money from Reuven, so I'm allowed to do it. I'm allowed to be tayfis for a balchayv. I could grab something for a balchayv. As long as it's not chav lachrini, as long as there aren't other loivis, if there are other loivis, so if I grab for my friend, that's an unfair advantage for my friend over everybody else. But if stamazayin on tefis l'balchayv, there is no other loiva, tefis chayv makim shchav lachrini, the tefisa helps. So the Rush asks, the Gemara started out that Shmuel holds 10 lav kischida. The whole Gemara is really saying that it's only if you hold haylach kischi, that's why you can take it. Haylach lav kischi, you can't grab bishvil the loiva from the loiva bishvil the mouth. Frekta Rush, what do you mean? You could grab here anyway. It's a loiva in a mouth. We have a rule on teifis l'bachay b'makim shachav la'achrini mahani kanan. It works. So what do you have to say? Because of 10 kisri, 10 lav kisri, even if 10 is not kisri, even if the loiva doesn't mean to give me the money, I'm allowed to grab it from him. So even if he's 10 is lav kisri, he thinks he said 10. He thinks in me, what is what he thinks? I'm allowed to grab from him even against his wishes. Koshkein, if he's handing it to me. So why don't you say that it works in Agimara? The reason that it helps. It could be 10 lav kisri, and the reason it works is the tefis l'bachay, the mokin she'enachav l'achrini. And that's why in Baal Lazar, that would explain why in Baal Lazar enachayzer, because I could grab for somebody.
Could grab when somebody wants to give. If I'm paying
someone, so I can go grab
somebody. If he
doesn't want to give it to me, I could grab it. That's one of the terutim. The Rush brings from Rabbeinu Moshe Meivra. He brings the teres of Rabbeinu Moshe. Rabbeinu Moshe says that the only time we say Teifus L'Bachay V'Makim Shechav L'Achrini is where a person is going broke. He has not a person has the loiva has no other metalkalim, no other assets. So if you see that the life is going broke, you're allowed to quickly grab on behalf of your friend, your friend who's a malva.
But also only after
that's the second terrace of the rush. 1 second. However, it's up to the Rabbeinu Moshe. When a person has a lot of money, you can't just go and grab things from him. In Cain, lo shafkas chayim l'chol beria. I mean, anybody who owes money, you can go and grab, like his baseball bat, you'll grab his baseball bat, there's a tefisa for payment. Maybe he doesn't want to pay with the baseball bat, maybe he wants to pay with cash. You can't just grab from people because they owe money. A lot of people owe money. You can't walk around grabbing things from them. So that the whole din of Taifas Labachayim Makashah Chav Lachrini is up to Rabbeinu Moshe is only in a case where the person you're grabbing from is going broke. He doesn't have a tefillin. He doesn't have much. A person going broke, you're allowed to go and grab. It's a hatzalah. You're trying to save the money that otherwise you won't have. Or it's not a hatzalah situation. He's got money. It's just a matter of going to court. For that, you're not allowed to grab for your chaver. That is not enough tefillin. So, but you can't ask a kasha now. So you can't ask Kasha in the Gemara, why the Gemara is that saying in such a case? Because the Gemara was talking in a more typical case. So the Kasha.
How are you allowed to grab Kefal then?
How are you allowed to grab Kefal then? Okay, there are two separate dinim of Tfisa, it's true. There's one din of Tfisa where you could get it in court. And that's what this Rabbeinu Moshe is talking about. There's a separate din of Tfisa, the Adinim, that are chayav medina shemayim, that you can't go to court, and then you're allowed to be avadin shdino nafshe. You can do it on your own. Something you couldn't get in court, you could be avadin nafshe. And the court would have to agree with you that you have a right, but it's a separate halacha. Anyway, grabbing, it could be, it can be tefis for your friend, not careful either. The only about the other himself could be tefis. At any rate, Zosh Teit to Rabbeinu Moshe, that's his teretz, which is a chiddush in din of tefis of achayim of shachar bachrini, that you could only grab in a situation where the payer, the loiva, doesn't have much. He's running out of money. So he's going broke. Then you could grab. Then he brings a second teretz. I think it's Rabbeinu Peretz. He says that a second teretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says that the din of Taifas Labal Chayiv, the Mokam Shechad Lachrini, is only if it's already time to pay up the chayiv. If it's teichas man, if I borrow something for a year, and it's within the year, then it's not mistaver that you can grab from me. So Rabbeinu Peretz says, because that's an agamar, is talking that it's within the zman of the parai. It's not the due date yet. If it's not the due date, then you can't, that if the labor wants to pay voluntarily, of course he could pay. But if he doesn't want to pay, it can be typhus from it.
How could it be not?
The Chazaka people don't pay Tazmanah. We have this at Tana Gemara that he's paying Tazmanah, which is kind of unusual akimta according to the Gemara. Right. Okay. In which case? Very good. So we have three people, the Chamta, the three tourists of the Rosh. This is, he brings Rabbeinu Moshe's teretz, which is the Chiddush La'alacha. Rabbeinu Peretz's teretz is the Chiddush La'alacha. And then the Rosh says, leave there, that the whole kasha doesn't begin. And so you don't think it's a teretz, you think the whole kasha doesn't start, right? That's what the Rosh says. The whole kasha doesn't begin. If I'm going to be typhus for a Balchayiv, I'm not going to be chayv achriusai. I can go grab from the laiva. There's going to be a machlaikis. Chayv achriusai. Not chayv achriusai. What's the shayl? Someone is typhus labal chayv. The lachim shchav achriusai. What does that mean? There's a laiva. It's a poor guy. There's not money. And now I'm grabbing to pay the malva. But the laiva doesn't want. If the laiva wants, he'll give it to me. The laiva doesn't want. And I'm saying, no, tough. I'm allowed to grab. It's a gemara. That's the bachay. But I'm not chayv achriusai. The Leiva doesn't have to agree to that. It's Dr. Rush. Every Taifas Labachayv, you have to be Makabal Achrayas for it. So therefore, the whole Gemara can't be talking in a case of Taifas Labachayv, Makabal Achrayas, because then there would be a Chiyav Achrayas. What? Then there would be, the giver would be not chayav achrayus, right? The loiva would not be chayav achrayus if you grab it. Right. Tez l'chayv makim shaloi chayav achrini, which is the case we're talking about, I'm sorry. Tez l'chayv makim shaloi chayav achrini, which is the case that the kasha was. In our case, you can't grab unless you're going to, unless the grabber is makabal achrayus. You can't grab from someone about karchay and tell him he should be chayav achrayus.
No, these are the
So
the person's still going to be chayiv. If the grabber runs away with the money, I'm still going to have to pay back the original loan. I'm still chayiv by chayiv.
You know, if he's grabbing, he's chayiv by who you said. If the person is taking, hey, you want to take from me bakarchi, and I should be chayiv nachrayis.
I still make sure the loan's paid up. I'm not saying for gneivin aveda, yeah, but if the guy, for, if the guy runs away with the money, I'm still mechuyev to the life from Alva.
The guy gave away the money.
That person is mechuyev. He took it on himself. He took it. So now you're right. It was gneivin aveda. He's mechuyev. He's a shomer.
It's certainly not more of a chiyuv than tenkes chiyuv. See, what you're saying is really what I'm going to get to in to be Rav Svar or Lefi HaEmes. What you're saying is true Lefi HaEmes. That's all not according to Shmuel, that's all according to Rav. Right? Yeah,
it's not really answering the question.
Why?
It's saying, can't say it's Shabbat Foy, because we want to say it's Chayav Echrayis. So don't say it's Chayav Echrayis. They should still work as though it's Shabbat Foy, and it shouldn't be Chayav Echrayis.
Yeah, but the question is, Itmar. Amar Rav Chayav Bach Yusai. Amar Shmuel Chayav Bach Yusai. The Gemara says they're arguing in Tekes Chi. So you're asking Kasha. How does the Gemara know arguing in Tekes Chi? Maybe it's Tekes Lachai. Teretz is because Rav Shmuel both said Chayav Bach Yusai, and we tried to figure out what they were talking about. So with Zetzi and I, they were talking about Tekes Chi. Why do we Zetzi and I in Tekes Lachai? Teretz is because Tekes Lachai is not.
Why Tekes doesn't work on Tekes
Why doesn't it work on Typhus? I mean, it doesn't answer the question why Taka doesn't it work. Right? The Rush is really saying that it will be totally in the Machlekes Rav Shmuel also.
The Rush says, and he says that the Leiva says to him, either or, he gives him the ultimatum.
Leiva's a right to say.
Meaning he can't go and say, I'm going to be Typhus, and I'm going to say, he has to either accept the Sheba, or he has to give it back, but the Leiva still has right to get it collected and take it back. He could be Chayzer.
Saying, you know, if the Bachai will grab it, if the Typhus will grab it, it'll be Makabal Achrayas. Nachinami will be able to do that. But we're told that he doesn't want to be Makabal Achrayas, but then he has the right to do it. Okay. So these are the three Terutzim in the Rush. Regarding the first two Terutzim, the Rush says, Divrei, even though you don't need the first two Terutzim, says, Afal Pekain. Divrei Rabbeinu Moshe Emes. Play on Moshe Emes, right? It says, Divrei Rabbeinu Moshe Emes. The first teretz that Rabbeinu Moshe said is true. But Divrei Rabbeinu Peretz, he doesn't agree with. He said Rabbeinu Peretz. Lahalacha. Because what Rabbeinu Peretz say? That you can't agree up to Teches Ma'anai. He says, if the guy's going broke, and you're going to lose your money, you can even agree up to Teches Ma'anai. That's the Rashi sheet. But the Divrei Rabbeinu Moshe is true. What did Rabbeinu Moshe say? That you can only grab from someone if he's running out of money. If a person has other metaphilims, you can't grab from a person. The whole din of Tekes Bachayv doesn't apply where people have other metaphilims.
How do you grab such money? You can't grab
money with other money. The Rush holds that if you see you're going to lose your money, you can be upset about it. If you see the guy's going broke, so you can be matzel. What's the hezra in the Rush? How can you be matzel? You have no right to the money. You gave it to him for his man. Huh? What's the hezra? Ben Peretz is the more stabber of the two. No? How can you be upset about money? How can you? If it's over you could take things entitled to it. Unless it's an umdina that's Aldas Kane that it was given originally. Al Tiras have been a parrot, ain't no nothing. Davin with Techaz man, mainly in the Chasa Machair, the Yafsin Amal, but you have high Tfisa, Mahari Tfisa. The only way I could understand is that it's an umdina and the Das of the Malva. The question is a good question. I would have thought Ben Peretz is the more than that. Yes?
What if he gave the loan?
What? What if he gave the loan and the guy had no money?
If you
usually gave the loan and the guy had no money. And why did the guy take the loan and he's money? You're asking me for the, well, a lot of people take a loan for investment.
No, I understand.
They don't want to sell the metaphilum. But, I can't tell you the halachas of this crack because I don't know where the halachas are. I only know the words of the Rosh that he doesn't like the teretz of Ben-Aperet that he, that the Rosh is not happy with the teretz of the Rabbeinu Moshe. He says you don't need it in the sugya, but he says Rabbeinu Moshe the Yisayid he says is true because lo shach kaschaya. So the Meila, the Kamin Esaimel is marach a little. Yes. Yeah. Take him to court. What do you mean? You go to Besdin. You don't agree. You go to Besdin. The whole thing of Teis Labachayiv is because they came up upside. They're afraid that, of course, if he doesn't, if he goes Besdin past, if he doesn't listen to Besdin, of course he could. But he means that Tfisa would have probably to Besdin, just to be touched in the first place. But you have Pesach Besdin, you do Pesach Besdin. The Kamin Esaimel is Marach a bit that there's a rush above a Metzia. That says the opposite of Rabbeinu Moshe. There's a rush there that says that you can grieve in all cases. And there's a problem. Here he says you could grieve. Here he says you can't grieve if there's other money. And there he says you could grieve if there's other money. So Kamin Esaimel suggests in his teretz that when the Ben Chanan suggests in his teretz, Kamin Esaimel suggests in his teretz the following teretz. You're not going to like it, but I want to tell it to you anyway for the kuda that he says. He says that what's the whole Rabbeinu Moshe? The Rabbeinu Moshe is saying that you can't just go grab from people. Leishav kashayim. You're not going to. You're not going to let somebody live. You can't just grab from somebody if he has no money left. So then you can grab from him. If he has nothing left, leshaf kaschayim, you're going to grab from everybody in the street, you grab off his coat, well, you can't do things like that. That's the whole time. He says that this yisayid, that lokem leshaf kaschayim, is only true when a person is chavlachrini. When a person has other chayvis as well. When a person doesn't have other chayvis, this is his only chayiv. He says, in such a case, we're not concerned by shach kaschayiv. Because milsa de leishlichahu, the ruba de inshi chayav in yoyser me odam echad. Funny thing. He says most people owe money to more than one person. So we say, Lashav Kaschayim, we say, are you going to go grab from everybody in the street? You can't grab from everybody in the street. You know, Lashav Kaschayim, you're not going to let anybody live. Things will be grabbed away from them all the time. So he says, so that takana, Rabbeinu Moshe maybe agree, holds at all times. The rush holds of it, when it's Chav Lachrini, he holds that there's such a din that you can't grab from a person. Even though we're talking here, the Malva himself can't grab from it. Because, Lashach Kaschayim, if somebody has other Vatazlim, you can't just grab from it. The Malva himself could grab, right? So, he can't grab, when the person has other money, he can't grab from it. But when he owes only you money, he doesn't owe anybody else money. He says, then we're not worried Leishach Kaschayim. It's so not shchiyah to have a person that owes money to only one person. So therefore, it's different. Now, I don't think the teretz is such a satisfying teretz in the first place. It just struck me as a line in the Kamin Esaimel that Leishchiyah Tfisasai. The ruba de inchi chayav in yoyser me odam echad. Interesting thing. Most people owe money to more than one person. Very interesting. I don't know. Some people find it not surprising. Some people find it surprising to me. It's a surprise. What does it mean? Most people owe money to more than one person. Maybe most people owe to one owe to more than one. Oh, that's a little better tactic. If they owe already, then they miss them. They owe more than one. Al-Kapanim, these are the three turrets in the Rosh. There have been Amish's turrets, there have been Peretz's turrets, and the Rosh's turrets. The Rosh's turrets, again, was that Taki can be Tefiz L'Bachai, but you have to be Mekabel Achrayus. Zakta Kavod Asanal with that will answer Taisus Kasha. Taisus asked. Taisus Umar Sava asked. The Gemara wants to say Shmuel holds Hailoch Lav Kasidani. Then we say Hailoch, it's not Kasid. So Taisus asked, so why did Shmuel say Alashim Mitaish Chayav Bachriyusa Yabal Azachayzim? Why did Shmuel say Alashim that because it's Chayav Bachriyusa, therefore Hailoch Lav Kasid? What do you mean? If Hailoch is Lav Kasid, so of course in Bal Azachayzim. So if the Karbon is Sanal, the Gemara held that Shmuel holds Hailoch Lav Kasid. You should work as Taisus of Achayv, Makim Shalachav Lachrini. You should work as Tfisa. As Tfisa, Shmuel was saying, Mitesh Chayav Achriyusai, and Balaz Achayzim. Since he's still Chayav Achriyusai, so there's no din of Taisus of Achayv, so therefore, in Balaz Achayzim, you can tell him, give it back to me. In other words, out the Machlaikis of Ayelch Kisri, he'll say, Alchav Kisri. Out the din of Taifis Labachai, that's why he said those words, Mitaich Shechai Bachriyusa. That explains, at least in the Havamina, how the Gemara learned Shmuel's words very nicely. The Gemara held that Shmuel was bavarning, not Mishna Rosh's Kash. Rav Nachum adds that something else will be answered with this Rosh, and that's a Rashi. Rashi, Imbo Lazar Chayzer. Now what does it mean if I change my mind, I could change my mind? Do I have to give a reason? If I give you something, and Hoylos is Lav Kisri, if I give you something to bring, I say I want to change my mind. I have to give you reasons for it? I have to give you a reason. I change my mind, I don't want to. Period. Yet Rashi gives a reason. Rashi says, Bo Lazar, V'loimer hezeirim li, Shema ya'ansu mimcha bederech, I'm afraid something will happen on the way, Hinechayzim. Why does Rashi stick in a reason? Shami Yansan Lukhabadarach. Why does that have to do with anything? He holds in Bachayza Chayza, he holds in Bachayza Leina Chayza. Why is Rashi sticking this in? So again, Zakrab Nachum, Rashi sticking it in to Bavarin why the Gemara didn't say it works as Taifis of Bachayb Makhshachab Lachrini. So the Gemara says, as Taifis of Bachayb, it would work. Just I could tell him, look, if it would be Nenis in the Derech, you don't want to be responsible. If you don't want to be responsible, there's no Tefis Labachayiv. So, Mimele, you have to give it back to me. Rashi was bavarning this Nakuda, that Tefis Labachayiv doesn't work because of this reason, Shemiyatsu Milchavadarach. So, Nachum says that Rashi also was bavarning this, and this is all with the Rashi's Teretz. There is a fourth Teretz, after the three brought in the Rush. And that's in the next one, Karmen Asanel Gimel. He says, you can say a fourth teretz, that the Gemara is talking where it is, Chav Lachrini. What do you tell you? What's the Rosh's Kasha? Tefisa should work, because Tefisa is about Chav Lachrini. So that's saying the Gemara, Chav Lachrini. He says, you're going to tell me you don't want to do an Akimta in the Gemara. You want to say, Gemara is talking only in this case. He says, what do you mean? The Rabbeinu Meisher, Rabbeinu Peretz also says that thing in specific cases. So you can answer that the Gemara is talking, where it is, Chav Lachrini? It's a fourth possible Torah. It doesn't change the Pesach Halacha. What? Then the Leiva could pay with the Shliach Mokash Chav Lachrini. The Leiva could send some back. I mean, the Sviya that is being done. If you hold 10 to Sri, then a Hailuch is Sri, then it's going to turn to Shliach. It's not a Chamav Shliach. It's a Shliach. It's a Shliach of the Leiva. Of the Leiva. He's Zecha for the Malva. The Leiva is telling you he's Zecha for the Malva. The Leiva has a right to do that. The Leiva could choose who to pay. Chav is only that somebody else can't. The Leiva himself could choose who to pay. Okay, so this is the first discussion in the sugya. The second discussion in the sugya has to do with Rav. What is Shad in Rav? What's going on? Rav says, Chay Bachri Yusai, and in Balazar Eina Chayzer, and Lachayra, it's totally not logical. Why should it be that I lose on both sides? That I lose on the one hand that I'm Chay Bachrayis, and secondly, that I can't take it back? Why should that be? Why should they have a svara for it? Any svara, I give something, I owe money to Pliny. I give something to someone, I tell him you bring it there. Now I can't get it back. If I can't get it back, it means he's zochet him already. And yet I'm chayav back for your son. But how do you split that? How do you make it that he's zaycha? Why don't we tell the Mavra doesn't know about it? It's not fair to make him chayav b'chayis. Fine. So then I should be able to be chayzer. So what does it mean he was zaycha for him partially and not fully?
Why is it partially?
Was he Zaycha? He wasn't Zaycha.
Why
didn't
the Rabbi would tell him to take responsibility? I don't want to send his way. And the other one is within. Who does it belong to? So it belongs to the Rabbi.
Why does it belong to the Malva if the Malva doesn't want to send this way?
It's
not as close to him to have money. It's not as close to him. He doesn't want things sent this way. That's the question. But to split it, it's Mustafa to split it? It's a very strange mixture, no? The rabbi's mixture is strange that you know, can make up your mind. Either he got it or he didn't get it. It's the whole. It says they're shuni. The truth is, it needs a hesver. However. The Rif learns from here, the Rif, at least the way the Rosh understood the Rif learns from this Gemara that it's shayach, what we'll call zechia lachatzoyed. It's shayach to have a zechia which is incomplete. A zechia lachatzoyed. Now it needs a hezber how it works. But the Yisoyed, the Rif learns here. The Rif is talking in a case. We yezeich or shtar shichur for an eved. We paskin like the chachamim. It's a schus for an eved to go free. So the Rif says, when yezeich or shtar shichur for an eved, the Rif holds that the eved is zeich in the shtar shichur, but he doesn't become a shichur until it's bali yaday. It's not a shichur until it comes to him. That means that the adin can be chayzen once he gave it, because zachin ladim shloi befanet. And the Eved is not Meshuchar yet. Which Tosis brought from the original Rashi said the same thing. The Tosis said that Rashi is going to be Chayzabai. Someone gave a Shliach, a Shtar Shichur for the Eved. And he was Tosis, but Torah Zechia. Because it's Chus, if you hold the Chus for an Eved to be a Ben Chayrin, Machlokes Remei Lechacham. So why isn't he freed on the spot? Pashas is freed on the spot as soon as I'm zeich of him. The Rif holds no. When I grab it, ain't a chayzer. So he's not freed until the shtar comes to his hands. Until the shtar comes to him, he's not freed. He doesn't become a meshuchar till it comes to his hand. Zok the Rif, the intoimar, how could you have a hefes chus? How could you have that the zeicha has it, that the other person can be chayzer? But it's not as if they ever got it. It's not for nothing the other yet. So the Rif, you see on Daf Yadali, there's such a thing. You pass on a Rav. You see there's such a thing. You see you could do a Zechiel HaChatzayim. So you see here you could do a Zechiel HaChatzayim. The same thing over there, you could do a Zechiel HaChatzayim too. You're Zeicher, it can't be Chayzer. But you're not Zeicher, that he's not a Ben Chayr until the nothing the other, until it comes into his hands. But so the Rif learns, when the Rif wants to prove this Yisayi, that a Chai is Chilach HaTzayim, he Tzechen Su our Gemara. What? Okay. Okay. Just have to think about the comparison, but okay. Can be Chayzer, and it's not a get. It's because he made up that I'm giving it in this way. Here, what he also made up. Okay. But it may not be similar. The Rosh in Simin Yud Gimel, which is on Daf Yud Aleph, the Rosh Simin Yud Gimel brings the Rif, and he says that the whole Dimyan Tower, Sugi, is not a Dimyan. He doesn't understand it. What's the difference between the Rosh's case and the Rif's case in our Gemara? What's the difference? We started saying it before. Okay. So the Rosh says, what kind of comparison is it? In our Gemara, it's half schus, half chayv for the Malva. In other words, for him to get it, of course, it's schus. For him to be chayv, achriyusa is a chayv. So here we split it according to Rav. Say what's a schus for him, he gets. What's a chayv for him, he doesn't get because he doesn't know about it. By the Ebed was saying it's a schus for him that the other can't be chayzer, and it's a schus for him to be free. Because we're going like the Mandi Amr that it's a schus for Eved Shemir Mishal. Yeah, how are you going to do that? You're going to say he has a schus that he can marry a ben chayrin, but the chayv that he can't marry a shifa. No, he can still marry a shifa too. You're going to let him marry a shifa and marry a ben chayrin.
No. They agree there. There is a
tzad chayv over there. There's a tzad chayv that you can't split. How are you going to split it? No. I mean, maybe you're going to say something that's a schus gomer he gets. Something that's a schus gomer with a tzad chayv that he doesn't get. Maybe a comparison is good. No? I think what you're saying is right. All right. First of all, the Rosh time is this. The Rosh time is you can't compare the Gemara, two Gemaras. Our Gemara, we give the skus to the Malva, not the Chayv. Over there, both are a skus for the Eved, at least in the whole picture, the Eved to be free, the Chacham says a skus. So what's the risk comparison? You can't compare. But the emphasis is that in the Yisrael Adavar, the Rif is right. The Rif wasn't saying that our Gemara is Yena case. The Rif wasn't saying, it's this way, it's proof from our Gemara. No. The Rif is only saying that the concept that you could have a Schia L'chatzayim, that you could do a Schus, which, and split it, that when it's Shalai B'fadim, you're doing something for someone. You could split it, even though it's illogical, it doesn't work, you say, Maman Avshachid, it's yours or it's not yours. That splitting of it, that you could prove from Agamar, that you could prove from Rav, that Shaykh to split it. Alright, you ask Akasha, why should we split it by Eved? Why not make him a Ben Chayrin? So the Rif will have to answer. But the Rif only means, if you're going to ask on me, Zok the Rif, that you can ask Akasha on me, that you can't do things halfway. You could do. You see a Daf Yidal, you could do things halfway. There's such a thing as Chiyah L'chatzon. There's Chiyah for certain things, not for other things. And that you do see. And that's the Shita Sarif, that you could split it in half. It still needs a Hesber. Sounds like a Chayk, you know, you could just split things in half. So it needs an explanation of why you could. But the Etzem thing that you could split things in half, he says you see from Agamah. That you do see from here. Now the question is, what's the Svara? What's the Svara that you could split things like this in half? So all of the Achrayim give different suggestions of how you split it. No one Hesber is very clear, or clear at all. But at least I'll tell you of Shmuel's Hesber. Shmuel's in the Shiurei of Shmuel Kuf Tzadikov. It's an example of a Hesber. You have to split it somehow. So he has a nice, sort of a nice way of splitting it. He says, you have a life and a malva. The middleman is zeicha the money for the laiva. He says the way you split it is the following. The money goes to the malva. The malva is zeicha in the money. But the chayiv is not paid up yet. In other words, he's zeicha the money, but the chayiv is not paid up yet. The chayiv is only paid when he gets the money. So what does it mean? He's zeicha the money and the chayiv is not paid. Huh? What does it mean? What? So it's the middle ground. So what happens exactly? If something happens to the money, what's the Torah going to be about? Not going to be about Piran HaChayv. Let's say on the way something happens to the money. So even if it's my Achrayus, I could be Tevei. You have to explain what you did with my money. So the Rebbe Shmuel is saying, you'll be a Din Torah. It's not a Shaila. Did I pay the Chayv? Didn't I pay the Chayv? That the life will be the Moses. No. The life still owes money to the Malva. Now, this is separate entirely. He gave money to someone who was right for the Malva, and something happened to the money. All right, we'll be done. What's the din? What's the din? We'll go with El Chashayim, and we'll decide what the din is. but it's not a parai nachayv. Now, the reason that the Rav Shmuel splits it this way is because of the Gemara at the end of Bava Metzia. Daf Kuf is best, I think. That if I borrow money from you in the city, I have a right not to accept payment from you in the midbar. It's not, what am I going to do with money? I'm traveling in a caravan out in the desert, and you're going to pay me my chayv then. You owe me 100 gold pieces. Now you're giving me a mill in the caravan, 100 gold pieces. I'm going to have to schlep it. Where am I going to keep it? It's not even safe. If love of a midbar, pereb a midbar. But love of a year, if I lend you money in the city, you can't pay me in the midbar. It's like the old joke about, you know, the two guys were traveling, and the ganav comes, and he points a gun at them, and he says, you know, your money or your life. So one of them says, 1 minute, I owe him $100. You know, let me pay him the $100, and then he'll stick us up. So l'chayru, could he do that? Is he right? Someone's sticking them up. So he says, I owe him $100, 1 minute. He gives him the $100 now, and you know, now at least my chayru is paid. So that's really the Gemara. That's this Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can't do that. You can't pay a person back in a way that the assumption is a person doesn't want to be paid back. So love of the bit, but love of the ear, you're not pereb of it. What happens if I lent someone money in the city and he stuck the money in my bag in the midbar? Traveling the caravan, he wants to pay. He stuck the money in my bag. What do I do now? So here we have this concept. Now, that the money he gave me is money he gave me. But Maisa, I have to be down what to do with the money. I don't have a Shimer. Maybe I'm a Shimer Aveda, maybe I'm a Shimer Pekad. Question is what it is. But the Chayv is not paid. I hold on to the money. When I get into the city, safe and sound, then the Chayv will be paid. Because money gives it, he stuck me with the money in the midbar. So okay, we have to be done. What do I do with the money? So that means you could have a case where a life is money is by the malva and the chayv is not paid. Could be such a case. B'meila, Zatrab Shmuel, that's the same concept that Rav and Agamar are saying. Rav is saying the money is given, he's zaycha, he's a chayv zavay. The money is given. And once the money is given, he doesn't have to give it back to him. He's zaycha for the malva, but the chayv is not paid yet.
In that case, I'm just a
chayv.
I'm a
shliach
for my
tzedakah. He's talking about a raya. It's not a raya at all. Otherwise, it'd be a kashan shvul, right? All he needs to show is, look, the Rish said that we're splitting zechia. How do you split it? So he says, look, we find the Gemara where we find the concept of splitting. So we'll split the same thing here.
What's the shayna of raya? You're saying that the money is not split, that the chayv is back to the king.
So what's pshat in the achrayus of the loiva?
Right.
So the achrayus of the loiva is limited. The other person's a shomer. He has dinei shmira. And if we'll have to be done, and he'll shomer, I don't know if it's a shomer chin, I'm a shomer safar. Whatever din shomer he is, that dinei shmira I'll have. Just because it's the other person's achrayus doesn't mean that the person's not a shomer. Excuse me?
The
Mishnah doesn't say the case.
Because
I don't know.
He's saying that if the person knows, and he's sure it's not a good one, if he doesn't know, then it's good when he's going to the city. How's that all?
Not even if he knows, he doesn't know.
I thought he was
Well, if the Malva takes the money willingly, he says, okay, pay me in the midbar. So we're talking about it. But if somehow the Leiva got it to the Malva without his, not willingly, without his agreement. So then the Malva is a Shimer, whatever level Shimer he is.
But doesn't the Malva say that if he's paid the city, can't be back in the
midbar? That's right. So when he gave him the money in the midbar, what happens? It's not a paying back. Same as anybody, if I'm traveling the midbar. Well, it's not nothing. If I'm traveling in the midbar and somebody else's coins fall to my shus, I have a dinner with probably Shem Rav Eda.
Yeah, but he's giving him,
and he knows
he's
not giving him.
He's giving him lachis. Why is he not doing the
He's giving him lahachis, he probably could tell him, I'm not taking it, I'm not shame, I'm not makabalani. The case is, I assume that he's talking about a case where the person gave it, not knowing that he's not makhleif to take
it.
It's pshia, but he's still a shame. Just because someone's pshia doesn't mean he can destroy his thing. Some of the pshia no, gives you something.
No, I'm saying that why should it be perua once it gets there?
Once it gets there, well, then he wants it to be perua, and Mava wants it to be perua. Mava wants his money back, it's not there. In the ear, he wants it. So he could take it with your eyes. Sakaponim, this is the way he splits it. Rav Nachum has a different shtickle tire to split it differently. But the ikar nekuda is the site of the rif, that it's shy to split it. It's interesting because we don't really pass like the rif, but the rif is dasiyachid by Evet. And Afal Pikein, we pass like Rav. And Rashi Shita, Taisus Dim Ramas Lalai, but he's a machlitz Rashi in Taisus. Rashi says, I'm hoya de matana, the lekach rais, boy de shmuel de enechaisa. Have to check this up, Lalacha. Someone's going to Eretz Yisrael, someone gives him an envelope. And he comes back before he leaves, he says, no, give it back to me. Rashi holds it, you don't give it back to him. And you're allowed to give it back, if you give it back, no?
You can't change your mind either.
What?
You can't change your mind either.
Could say, I don't want to take it.
It's
a Zaycha for him. Zaycha for him. Curious how he passed him. I think the Shulchan Aruch brings both sheetahs by Matana. I think he passed my Taisvis, but I think both sheetahs are brought down. Tais says, Matana ain't Hailach to stay. Hailach, bring. If you want to find the chiluk in Lashainis, I'm ready to listen, but right now I don't know chiluk. Tain and Hailach are the Lashainis people would use.
Did Mars call you before you came in?
I don't know. What?
Did Mars call you before you came in over to Shreya?
No, if they came to Shreya.
That's the question. That's why I'm trying to follow.
Of course.
How can you
take it back? Of course. It's a shame. Of course, no? Of course, if someone gives you money, take it to Israel, and he wants it back, it's of course that you can't give it back to him. No shame. Well, if you have, because you're passing the hell to see. So you're passing the hell to see. He gave it to me, he didn't give it to the other person. He told me Hailach. So he told me Hailach. If he really means Hailach, then if Lach Kisri, then I'm just a Shliach. It's still his. But since we pass in Hailach Kisri, if we pass in Hailach Kisri, then you can't. Okay. Grad in Shulchan Aruch, I think we pass in that by Matan Hailach is Lach Kisri, which means I do give it back. But according to Rashi, Hailach Kisri. Finish. When you think about it in practical terms, it's a very big finish. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara says, I think it goes on the second Mishnah, is it? One person's riding a horse and one person's walking. The person riding the horse sees an Aveda or a Hefker on the floor, and he tells the person, pick it up and give it to me. So the person picks it up, and actually he wants to keep it for himself now. See, it's a davar hefker. He wants to keep it for himself. So the Gemara there has a lashon. The Gemara there is talking about magbia metzia lachaveira. The din is magbia metzia lachaveira kana chaveira. So the Gemara says lachaveira. If I picked it up for the person on the horse, so magbia metzia lachaveira kana chaveira. Yet the din in the Mishnah is that the person who found it could keep it for himself. Gemara says, Ria is not kaina. One of the horse saw it first. But seeing something is not kaina. Our kids always say, I saw it first. Seeing it first is not as nothing. And the Mishnah says that the person who picked it up could keep it. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? Hamagbiya metzia lachaveirai kana chaveirai. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah is talking, in Tomer Mishnah is saying, Ba'amar Kenli V'loyamar Zechali. If the one riding the horse told him, pick it up, Mizaycha for me, and Achinan, so like B'yam Tzil Chaver, Kana Chaver, the one who picked it up can't change his mind afterwards. But if he said, Kenli, pick it up and give it to me, so then he can't. Then the person who picked it up can keep it for himself. Okay? Well, if right away when he picked it up he meant for himself, there'd be no shayla. But it means first he picked it up with the intention of giving it to him. And then he saw it's a good thing and he decided to keep it for himself. That's the chiddush of it. So that Gemara seems to be a beferish Gemara, the 10 lav kasi. Isn't it beferish? The 10 is lav kasi, because the Gemara says, in time of Shasainu, Ba'amar tenli, Ba'layam is chalim. So, that's, and there it's matana. What is it? It's matana, right? It's not the preparing achayv. So the chayra, that's a beferish Gemara. You follow the Gemara there? The Gemara says that if I tell someone, pick it up for me, if I say, chayli, he's zaycha for me. He can't change his mind later. If he says tenli, then if he picks it up, he could then change his mind to keep it himself. So the ktsais, the sakasha, the ktsais in kudasim kufchofei, sakat gimel. The sakasha on, again, Rashi holds by matana ten kischi. The sakasha on Rashi. Rashi holds by matana ten kischi. So if ten kischi, then. Then it's shreff from that Gemara Bar Mitzia. In that case, the Bar Mitzia. Maybe Tenkeshi is only when I hand it to him. If there's a makabel, in each case, the makabel doesn't have it. If someone gives it to me, I'm going to tell you it's all. Someone hands it to me, says 10, then Rashi holds 10 kishi. And if the makabel says, pick up the phone, give it to me, it's a stabber tactic. The person's standing right here, so he's telling himself, I'm not going to be fun of it. It's a fun of it. It's a stabber tactic. If it's in front of me, I say, give it to me, I don't mean Yizaycha for me, because it's right in front of me. If I give it to you, you're going to say, Tzral, so I'm saying, maybe Tenkeshi, maybe.
I give it to you, if I'm
the
I'm a
nice or the nice matana, yeah.
I'm saying, ten, you know, ten if it works, then I can stop it. I'm saying, no, I'm not letting you be Yizaycha, I'm only giving it to you, because you're Shliach, you see, you can't be Shliach from the Kabbalah.
I don't know, I would think the svar is if I'm standing here and I say pick it up and give it to me, it doesn't dawn on me, she, what's she? I'm right here. You're going to give it to me right now. So it doesn't dawn on me, she. If I'm far away, so you have to be zaycha
for him. Pick it up for him, it's automatic.
I don't know, I like the chiluk. I think the chiluk's a stabber, right?
Why am I sending the shi'as?
No, the guy's sitting on the horse. He said, pick it up and give it to me. If I'm right here, and I say,
give.
Ten means to see, because it's an umden on what the person's thinking. Ten means to see is not offered for seeing that. I know, I like the ten. Right, what you have to do downstairs is take out on the Kesais, because Kesais doesn't say this ten. There's a Tabas HaChayshin from a Scheinberg, and he brings other Terutzim. This Terutz Abai. I just want to do the next Mice in the Gemara, because we have this goal of finishing the Perek soon. I'm just scaring you that I'm going to move. I really am not moving too quickly. Especially yesterday, I didn't cover too much ground. Rav Sheshes, Havalei, Ashvista de Sarbali. What is it? Somebody looking at the article? Some type of cape? A cloak? Or cape? Huh? Coat, she says, yeah. Some type of a baguette. B'mechuzah, Amalei, Rav Yosef bar Chama, B'hadi da'as, v'sasinu neheli. When you go, bring it to me. Ozl, Yavinolei. Amalei, nikni minach. Amalel, in. First he agreed. Then was Sefer Shtamet, he decided he didn't want to do it. So Yosef Agabei, when he came back, he said, I didn't bring it for you. I didn't want to take a price. I'm like, Shaper Avadita. So Shabbos now Shach Eved Loi V'Lishmavu. Why should you make yourself responsible? You don't have to be responsible. Well, Lishnachrina Shaper Avadit Eved Loi V'Lishmavu. Pliny is my loiva. It's his responsibility to bring it to me. And since it's his responsibility to bring it to me, so if he wants you to do a favor, he can't require from you that you should be in the Kabbalah Chayes. Okay, so someone pointed out there's a problem with this Gemara. I don't know why Achrayim don't point it out, that if Pliny, who is the one going? If Yosef Bar Chama is a shliach of the Makabal, is a shliach of the Kabbalah, so the one who gave it to him messed up. He shouldn't have said, be Makabal Achrayim. He should have just not said anything. It would have been automatic. If you give something to a shliach of the Kabbalah, so it's automatic that he's Makabal Achrayim. Right? Every time. If I send someone to bring it to you, it could be it's my achrayus. It is my achrayus. But if you send someone to pick it up for me, it's your achrayus. So with the Sheikh of Kabbalah, the whole story, it seems from the story that the one who gave it to him sort of messed things up. He should have just been quiet. He should have just given it to him. It would have been automatic. Since he spoke up, he made a problem. So I don't know. Unless it was my Sheikh Kachay. Okay. The next ma'aseh we're going to learn, it's a quick ma'aseh, it goes to the two dots, and we're going to start after the two dots as well. It's a Shem tomorrow. Good evening.